called the Evergreen Cemetery Committee regular meeting in session. What time is it?
5:35, probably.
5:37.
Okay, at 5:37.
Split the difference.
Yeah. Okay. Charlene.
Pilota.
Warwick.
Here.
Grace Wiggins.
Here.
Council Liaison, Joan Hanson.
Here.
And City Liaison, Dwayne Wallace.
Here.
No, did Maddox retire?
No, Terry's still there.
He doesn't answer his email.
Okay, well, he's not here, so. The following is to be discussed, considered, and or decided upon during this meeting. In old business, there's nothing. In new business, item one, discussion and possible approval to find and install two missing pieces of fence on the north side of the cemetery. And I found them. They are at the corner of the southeast fence, leaning up against the fence, down at the garages.
What kind of fencing is it?
The iron.
The iron fence.
The steel fence.
Oh, the iron fence. Okay, yeah. The wrought iron.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we should make a motion. Let's see, who wants to make a motion on that to install? Find and install. I guess I will make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay. Item number two, discussion and possible approval to agree to walk with Lucci to observe various issues in the cemetery. Isn't in there, but in the cemetery. I would like to take a tour down there. It's going to take more than one because there's 45 acres down there. And we've walked every inch of it.
Yeah, I don't want to go. So you can go. You can do the tour guide.
No. I want the cemetery committee to go down there.
You mean to walk through all the cemeteries,
the roads?
Yeah,
you don't have to walk through the whole thing, but some of the bad roads there. We need to close D Avenue. I don't have a map of it.
Yeah, but that's here on number three.
Okay, but there's some that they have graded the roads wrong. And they have taken, I'd say from the shins down of Elvis, who's right below my son's grave, and down further there's one that they've cut the left leg off. And as you go around the corner on C Avenue, they have completely cut that grave off.
So what?
Why do we need to go? Why can't you just take Dwayne or the Blake man?
I would much rather take the staff out who's going to be doing the work because, you know, that way they can
see firsthand and not hear something.
Yeah. And I'll talk about all this when I have at on number five.
Okay.
Because I asked for that one on there.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's
a better
idea than us.
If we can recognize what the issues are, then that way you can just more or less.
Well, I can tell you what the issues are.
That's what I'm saying. If we can pinpoint it so that we can directly address it.
Yeah, so he knows what the staff needs to do.
And the maps that they have down there, this is just, doesn't tell you where anything is. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. Okay, number three, item three. Discussion and possible approval to close off D Avenue and place steps or ramps to get over to the other side.
Now, which one is D?
Well, as you're going up, it's C. You go to Charlie's.
So
D,
from the first
goes straight up.
The where we used to go up by the palm trees.
Yes.
Okay.
Right in Babyland.
Yeah, that.
But
that's
when you get to the top of it, there's no room to get out.
Mm, that's true.
And there are old graves up there, and there's a lot of people who don't know how to back up anyway. And we've got walking paths, so we could make a walking path there, and then they could go through that ramp.
Yeah, path. Well, and that's another thing with staff.
Yeah.
But not us.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you want to take a tour of that before we go?
Well, not even necessarily me. I'd like the guys who are actually doing the work.
Doing the work. They're the ones that need
try, but we need to try to schedule the time because they're doing a million other things.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
More than the
streets.
We'll scratch that one too then, huh?
Yeah. Put later or something.
Okay, we have a very good speech woman. On item 4 is a discussion regarding the Chinese New Year that occurred on Tuesday, February 5th.
So, just to go back, so you're tabling 2 and 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pending with staff when they have time.
Got it.
And we missed you.
I was so bummed.
Yeah.
I was so bummed.
Yeah. Anyway, but there's a whole packet on those people, and she knows them personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I'm sure you do too over there. He owns China Land.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you bring a picture
of us? Yeah, sure did.
Of the what we put on the graves.
Yeah, that was really a nice picture.
So it was good publicity.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Do you want to take it and look, or anybody?
Yeah, I always use this one when I was doing the grave specifics for Aretha Across America. I always use this one as my base.
Oh,
and so I'd look at him and say, okay, I'm going down.
That is the only Chinese grave in the Lowell Cemetery. Mm-hmm. When the Chinese were here, they cleaned houses, cooked, did everything, but they were not allowed to come to stay in. They had to be out of town by sundown. And they went up on the divide and camped, and they could not come back into Bisbee until sun up. Yeah. And I just wondered, I think I'm going to get some people to go out and see if they can find any bones because they're bound to have died and buried them somewhere.
No, I don't think so. Somebody said they were buried in the Bury Gulch grave. I said,
well, I know that going out past the vibe, when you go down some of those old ranches down there, there's a lot of bones and stuff down there on some of the property because there are a lot of campsites and stuff out there. I did work for a guy 12 years ago.
Well, they camped down in that area also.
Yeah, and out by the river.
Yeah.
That's where they raise their vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
That they brought in.
Oh, vegetables.
You want to see it?
Well, the grave, when did he die?
1991. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, and his story is good. And it's going to come out in the paper Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good. Good deal.
Yeah, and it's good positive PR.
You bet.
Okay. Well, we just want to discuss item 5. Regarding the procedures for work orders at the cemetery. Yeah, tell us how we do that.
Well,
how you do that.
Well, what we found that works the best, if you just call or email Lorena, and she puts in a work order. That way the guys can kind of schedule everything. Because, between them, like, doing either the Herford wash that they did or whatever work they have to do on parks.
Bouncing off walls.
Yeah, or stuff here. If they have a list, then they can kind of schedule it. Instead of bringing it up in a meeting, it's a lot easier. You call Lorena, especially because you are the committee.
Or you can go through Click.
It's a lot easier right now because...
Is that not up yet?
No, it's up, but the problem is...
I mean, since the move.
Yeah, well, no. It's up, but what's going on there is we don't have the tablets in the field yet because we've been working on getting this network up first.
Okay. Is Lorena putting it into Click?
Yeah, all her work orders, she's doing that anyways to track. But you just call up or email Lorena and say, these are the things.
Okay.
And then especially like a meeting with Raul and Adrian and those guys, like taking the whole streets crew out there when they have the time and walk and say, this is the things,
Yeah.
That way they know these are the things that they can prove, And I found if the guys say they can't do something, that means it can't be done. And that I found that out because they can
trust
do, they can
absolutely
do anything. And if there's something that for whatever reason can't be done, I kind of trust them on that,
Can bring it back to you and discuss it.
Oh yeah,
it's still no way we can do that.
Because something like setting up the two fences, that's easy. That's an easy thing. But if you call up Lorena and say this, or and walk out with the guys and say these are the things.
I want to commend them for putting up that fence that got all.
Yeah.
It's perfect up there.
Good.
Yeah.
It really looks good.
And that's the type of work the guys can do really good work like that. Yeah. You should see the steps that they did coming from the terraces down to TAC. That's amazing. If you guys are in Old Bisbee, you should go look at that stuff. That they did a beautiful.
Where's that
job.
At?
Behind the Legion. Well, actually, to the side behind the Legion, there's a stairway that goes up to the terraces. the terrace parking right there. They rebuilt those whole stairs and you had it beautiful.
Good.
It was falling. Ooh. Yeah, and they did such a good job that the man who owns the property next door tried to convince them to
do
his.
Yeah, they told him.
You know, up
Subway,
where you go up Subway?
Yeah.
Up those stairs?
Yeah.
You know what the railings were years and years ago? Gas pipes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Subway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When I worked for Southwest Gas, we replaced that all. And it, Las Vegas, you've got to bury them so deep in the ground.
Yeah.
I said, they can't dig in the ground.
That's right. Yeah, and so some of the old gas lines are still the handrails, but okay. They've just put the new lines, usually right below, and mounted it to the steps now.
Yeah, good. So. That's good. Okay.
All right, well, we would get work orders. Got any comments, you all?
Well, yeah, this research on this colored lady has caused quite a stir on what's that thing?
Facebook?
Yeah, and what's the other one? Bisbee.
Oh, Bisbee community.
Anyway, Bisbee people and Bisbee community. Yeah, and this is a black lady.
Yeah.
And so she's buried in that black section. Found her right two graves up from Ross.
Yes, Patty, if you please, she would say.
Anyway, and her husband's buried there too. Anyway, we did that, so that's going to be good.
Yeah.
I've got a whole book.
I love
of
the
them.
Color of this.
Isn't that a gorgeous stone?
Beautiful. It looks like it's granite.
It is.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
but see, this map tells you something.
Well, that's the one that we've had forever.
But it doesn't tell you the streets.
No, because it didn't have streets on it.
You know, if it's A, B, C, D, and whatever.
But you can go in there, you know, when you come in the gate, you can put A and B and where it turns into. These are all avenues. This is 2nd Street right here.
Yeah.
That's 4th.
That street, you got avenues, and it's just...
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
But this is better than the one that's on that damn brochure.
Anyway, and, but she's there, and Dolores Reynolds up at the Mining Museum is the one that found her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and did the research and
somebody
a whole bunch of stuff.
Called her Nigger Patty one day on the bus, and she says, Miss Patty, if you please.
I love it.
And
that
I
is
clapped.
So, I clapped for her.
And what year was that?
It's just so...
Was it the 50s?
Yeah. Elegant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she was...
And that's not the word I want.
No,
my brother lived next door to
classy.
Her.
Classy.
Yeah.
My brother lived next door to her up there on the canyon when he was her cap.
I want to present, if we're going to do comments and stuff.
Yeah, it's your turn.
I want to do...
What's yours? This one's yours. This one's yours.
Thank you.
And this is for the main manager's
department. Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah. How neat.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
These are beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Grace Wiggins. Does that sound important? Muy importante.
That's muy importante. I don't know.
Oh, that's really a nice touch. And
thank
those
you.
Little balls that you made for everybody, that were, those were great on people's trees or wherever they wanted to put them. But
I've got mine
hanging nice
for my dad's urn.
I'm glad.
Yeah, when I was printing these up, I kept thinking,
how long?
Is that watermark going to show? And it did. It came out pretty cool.
Uh-oh.
A watermark on it.
My dear, how long did it take you to find that last wreath?
Great.
Who was it?
I don't know, but she walked for 14 hours. I know she did.
I'm trying to remember who it was.
It was way up on the west fence.
Willard Johnston.
Oh, Willard from Public Service.
He was the one that, the one I was looking for.
Oh,
it took
she
me
walked,
forever.
She walked the whole 45 acres.
Oh, I think I must have, because
we this took an inventory beautiful. One year, the cemetery committee did. And somewhere, buried somewhere, I don't know where it is, we had where everybody was buried. It was, and we walked that whole 45 acres down there. They didn't have that brand new section in yet. But
well,
and it's all up at the Mining Museum. And there's a picture of each headstone up at the mining museum, too.
Wow.
But that lady that worked for here, the city, what was her name, that was doing all the putting together? She was supposed to have the pictures.
Who?
I don't know. Ask Lorena who she is.
You know, yeah, she came back and did some more training with Lorena on the computer system. I'll have to find out if she left it or what.
And see if she got a copy of those big maps.
Yeah.
She wanted to.
That burned.
She wanted to live in the house behind the cemetery. They had to tear it down because it was full of mold, but she loved cemeteries. She was good at what she did, believe me. Okay, any more member comments?
Just that we're in gear for these. This
yeah,
again,
taking
so.
Donations already.
Yep.
Okay.
We need to figure out some way to advertise that. You know, maybe if... Oh, I usually put it in the paper.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I put it in both the Review, Share List of Bisbee, and also an Observer. And it's all over Facebook. I put it on Instagram.
She does that really good.
If you could just write me up a little bit or something, I can... I'm going to be out for the next two meetings, but the next meeting I can do it in comments.
Okay.
And do it, you know... Periodically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, oh, that'll be good.
And then who to contact.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I have this one here for the mayor, so I'll have to come and bring him the actual sponsor form and what goes with it and give it to him and say, okay, well, here
we need
go.
A sign, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll need a proclamation for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did she carry it on her
No,
her
it was found
or?
On the mattress.
Oh, for Blaine. Heaven's sakes.
They left that, but they took the money.
Well, it was their money. Was their money.
Well, that's,
yeah, that's what
that's
the
story
claim
is,
yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Isn't that something?
Ouch, damn it.
Woohoo!
But you know, just going back to the Chinese, when my grandfather lived in Gleason, and right next door to him was... Yiwi, he was a Chinese,
yeah.
And he didn't believe in banks, and he told us that, you know,
yeah.
Kids, oh, he'd give us 25 cents to go find horny toads or help him in his garden and stuff, and he told us, my dad was talking, he says, I don't believe in banks.
Uh-oh.
He says, well, where do you put your money?
My buried his
a lot
of cans.
Didn't
yeah.
believe in
the backyard.
Backyard.
He did. He
and they'll rot.
Yeah.
They bury it in the backyard in a tin can.
And they'll rot.
No, not if you put coins in.
They're all silvered up, I think.
Well, yeah, but those.
Well, it depends on how long they're there.
Yeah, forever. The guy went out there to get it and it was all gone.
It was ashes.
Yeah. Did anybody want to take Miss Patty home and look at her or anything?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Nobody. I want to look. Yeah, after reading Lee Morgan, his little comments about it.
Yeah. Okay. And I did the drawing.
Staff
that's
comment.
Good.
This will kind of blend into the next one. I'm going to have Arizona Water turn off the water going to the cemetery.
Why do we have, are we paying for a meter down there?
Because Andy Heretic had this grand plan of redoing all the water over there, but he didn't say where the money was going to come from to do it, so that we'd have all the evergreens green. So there's no point on doing it until we can come up with enough money to do the whole...
There's no point in paying the money for the meter either. You need to take it back out.
And that's
well, I asked the guy when he was in there, when I was in there the other day, I said, do we have a meter? He said, yes, but it's not hooked up.
No, it is, because he had me do it. Down along the road right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's our... And then there's, of course, the...
The Serbians.
The Serbians have their own.
We know that.
Yeah, they got their own. But we have one, and because I installed the backflow and everything, and that would be it's easy for me to get a hold of.
Well, let's cut the puppy
yeah,
off.
And that's what my plan is. That was his plan.
Have you ever tried to dig up the irrigation system that's there?
And we were the whole plan was to put a new one in.
Yeah.
New drip system.
Well, I'm sure that it's rotten too before there. But
when was it put in?
Oh,
40, 50 years ago? Or
no, longer than that. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They used copper water from the mine.
Yes, that's what I remember.
It was not.
The irrigation that's there, I don't think it, because it's plastic. It's not.
Oh, then it's not.
No, why are those metal pipes in there?
I mean, there might be some metal pipes.
They're rotted out. those are the old PD pipes, they put it, they had faucets and everything down there.
Right.
But there was no actual irrigation to put a hose in water.
Yeah.
They had irrigation to some of them, the ones that people could pay for, the rich people.
I thought it was copper water.
It was copper water. I remember. Because when
Mr. Park was too. Everything was done with copper water.
Yeah, we used to draw water to put flowers on, on all our family's graves.
Very good. And what else?
I think it's ridiculous.
Hey, I like yours. Short and sweet. And do you have...
Okay.
No, I accept that. Thank you. I'm glad that I'm on this committee.
Good. And we're good to have you.
Do we have anything else?
Okay. I think I'm going to learn a lot.
Oh, yes. Anything else? Evidently not.
No.
Would you like to take that one home and look at it? Or
don't? No, I look for it.
Oh, I hear a motion.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.